Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous Shiur, we started a discussion concerning the Korban Oiliviorade in the context of Tumah. Korban Oyla V'yored is a reference to a fluctuating price korban based on one's income level. The Torah describes the korban chatos that is dependent on income level in the context of tuma, where someone had become tome and did something that he should not do in a state of tuma. The question is, what is that something that he should not do? So we have established, or we're in the middle of establishing, that it concerns Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha, someone who either enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats a korban, eats a sacrifice in a state of Tuma, in a shogeg, in an unwitting fashion. This statement is to the exclusion of someone who would, let us say, consume Truma in a state of Tuma, that even though Truma carries with it, if done b'mezid, if done knowingly, carries with it a penalty of misa b'dei shamayim, nevertheless, if done b'shogeg, we are maintaining that the consumption of Truma b'tuma saguf would not bring a korban oil of yoreg. We are in the middle of a sugya trying to determine that very point. We have been employing a trapezoid volcano marking in order to keep track of the discussion. We indicated in our previous shiur that where the narrow portion of this geometric form is pointing upwards, we are trying to show that only for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is there a chiyuv to bring the korban olav yoreid. In the event that the narrow portion of the trapezoid is facing upwards, we are going to try to show that the tuma, the korban olav yoreid, is brought for other kinds of Tuma violations as well, and not limited to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. However, when the trapezoid form flips over, we will be offering responses indicating that only for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is there a Chiyuv Korban Chatos Oilav Yoreid, and not, emphasis again, and not for Truma. We are picking up the Gemara at a point that we are now responding to such an issue. We are seeing the Gemara now, the fifth line from the top of Daf Zayin. Kori Rava Ole de Rebbe. Rava referred to Rebbe, who appears in a Tanaic source in another line. Deile Mayim Miboros Amukim, one who draws water from deep wells. A beautiful description of a great sage. And from the next few lines, and we've indicated a long point marking, this appears to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, where you see a trapezoid with its narrow part facing downwards and a long vertical dash line, indicating that it requires all of these lines to capture the point. Desanya, Rebbe Omer, Ekro Ani Chaya, Behema Loma Namra. There's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hey, pasuk Beis, which we've included on the side of the Gemara. It says, "Oy nefesh asher tigabu chol dover tomei o benevelas chayot mea ubinivlas sheretz tome v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tome v'yoshem. Let us glance at the Rashi. Ekro ani chayo. B'korban oylu v'yored k'siv in Perek Hey of Sefer Vayikra Pasuk Beis ubinivlas chayot mea ubinivlas behemot mea. V'dai im hoisi kore benivlas chayot mea. It would have been sufficient to write o benivlas chayot mea shenichtav rishon lo hayotzoch lachso v'lichtoiv behemo sharei behemo b'chla chaya. We know that a behemo is included in chaya shenamar zos chaya shetochelu v'samech le kol behemo mafreses parso. From that section of the Torah we see that after the Torah describes Chaya, it then goes on to mention a behemo. So that shows that Chaya includes behemo. So why is it necessary to have the reference to behemo after Chaya is already mentioned? So our Brisa addresses this the seeming extraneous expression, and with this seeming extraneous expression we will then determine our limud. Just for a point of correction and accuracy, when we read the pasuk in Vayikra Hey Pasuk Beis, we ought to just read it again. Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol dover tomei, oy benivlas chaya tamea, oy benivlas behemo tamea, oy benivlas sheretz tome, v'ne'elam mimenu v'hu tome, and v'oshem. So in this pasuk you see that Nivelas Nivlas Behemo Tameo is mentioned after Nivlas Chaya Tameo. Therefore, the Brisa asks the question, Behemo Loma Nemra. Once we know that it can be included in Chaya, why is Behemo specified? The Gemara answers. The Brisa answers, Nemar Kan Behemo Tameo, Venemar Lahalon Behemo Tameo. The other Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Aleph, which is in the context of someone who eats kochim, eats sacrifices, betumas haguf. Ma lahalon tumas kodesh, just like over there, where the term behema tmeya appears, and it's clearly referring to one who eats from korban shlomim meat, while tome, af kan, so too, in the context of the fluctuating price korban, but tumas kodesh. It also concerns the consumption of sacrificial meat in a state of tumah. Ashkechon tumas kodesh. So we see the prohibition and the need for a korban oil v'yored in the case of eating korban meat while tumah. Tumas mikdash menolin. From where shall I determine? From where shall I know that the same thing applies to someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash while tumah? That he too, if done unwittingly, would bring a fluctuating price korban. Amakro b'chol kodesh lo siga v'el hamikdash lo savo. Iskash mikdash lo kodesh. You see in this pasuk a reference to kodesh, and you see a reference to mikdash. So just like we know by kodesh, by sacrificial meat, the korban ole v'yored is brought when consumed, when the sacrificial meat is consumed, v'shogeg, so to one who enters the Beis HaMikdash would result in the bringing of a korban oil of yoreh. The Gemara asks, "I hachi truma nami? Why are you saying till this point to exclude truma? Let's include truma as well. That if eaten when experiencing tumas aguf, he'll bring a korban oil of yoreh." The Omar Mar, the pasuk says, B'chol kodesh lo siga, l'rabo is a truma. So you see that the word kodesh includes truma. The Gemara says, but I cannot include truma. Ha mi'et rachmona ba. But we have a limitation expression, ba. This we saw at the second line from the top of this omid. in order to find where it is, you'll notice that we've included a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara, and a corresponding arrow, the second line from the top, at the left-hand side of the Gemara text. So the Gemara says, well, if you're going to tell me that Baal excludes Truma, I want to suggest Amal Baal Limute Mikdash. Maybe Baal should exclude the case of entering the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we have the Pasuk says B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. That is a or more accurately we have a reference to as we say B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, a reference to Korbanos Meat. And we also have an exclusionary expression. Maybe we should exclude the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, no. Mistabra Mikdash lo mamtinon, shekein bekores kemosa. We're not going to exclude entrance to the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, because it is more similar to Kodesh, to sacrificial meat consumption while Tomei, in that they have in common the penalty of Kores when done knowingly. Kemosa means entering the Beis HaMikdash is like it, like Achilas Kodshim, in that they both share a Kores penalty. Adarabo, just the opposite. Or to the contrary, I would say Truma lo ma'atinon, let us not exclude Truma, shekein Achilo Kemosa. It is similar to the eating of Korbanos, in that both of them entail eating, as opposed to the Beis HaMikdash, which is a matter of entrance. So, at this point, once again, how do we know to exclude Truma from the Parsha of Korban Olav Yoreid? Elo Omar Rava. Before we go further, just let us take note that this back and forth continues down to the bottom of this Omid. You can see that by the presence of these trapezoids that will be flipping back and forth. So at this point we have an answer. Elo Amar Rava, Shalosh Krisis B'Shlamim Lama. The Torah uses the term Kores three times in the Parsha of someone who eats a Korban Shlamim, a Shlamim sacrifice, while he is Tameh. Why does it mention Kores three times? As far as which Psukim are concerned, Rashi features them. So Achas L'Chlal, the Achas L'Prat, the achas l'tuma haksuva b'Torah stam v'yeni yodea mai mahi. The explanation of these terms, achas l'klal, that's a reference to the pasuk that says el hakodashim, and the achas l'prat. This too you will find explained in Rashi. And the third use of kores is for Tuma that's written in the Torah without explanation, and I don't know what it's referring to. Hevi Omer Tumas Kodesh. So it must be that the Kores is a reference to someone who eats Korbanos while Tomei. Vim Eino Inyan L'Tumas Kodesh. If I don't really need it for Tumas Kodesh, Denafko Le Mida Rebbe, that I've already learned that there's a penalty for eating Korbanos in a state of Tuma. We learned that above from the source that had Rebbe featured in it, and that you can see by, if you want to find it, you can take advantage of the arrows that we've included to the right hand side of the Gemara text. Well, Teneo Inyan L'Tumas Mikdosh. If it's not necessary for Tumas Kodesh, so let the extra Kores word refer to Tumas Mikdash. So if we were looking for a source that Tumas Mikdash is a problem, then we would have it from this third Kores expression that one finds in the context of Shlomim. The Gemara asks, but v'hai miboya leichur biho, but I need the Kores expression, this third Kores expression by Shlomim, for another purpose, for Rabbi Avol's teaching. The Amar Rabbi Avol, shalosh krisus b'shlomim lama. And by the way, we have a double underline with dots in it, also a series marking, and we featured its role on the side, mivneh, the outside margin. We see hadgoshas, we are accentuating shalosh krisus, or tumos, b'shlomim lama. Hence you find a similar inquiry a few lines later, where the Gemara talks about Sholosh Tumos Bishlamim Lomo. Why does it say Tuma three times together with these Sukkim featuring Kores? So for the time being, we're suggesting that the Shalosh Krisus, the third Kores word by Shlomim, maybe it's not there to include Tumas Mikdash, because it's already used up for Rabbi Avol's teaching, and that's what we now see. What is Rabbi Avol's teaching? The Yom Rabbi Avol Shalosh Krisus B'Shlomim Lomo Achas L'Chlal V'Achas L'Prat V'Achas L'Dvorim She'eino Necholim. And the third one is to tell me not Tumas Mikdash, but rather it's a reference to someone who, when Tomei, eats things that are, generally speaking, inedible. For example, wood that's dedicated to the Marocha, to the fireplace on the Mizbeach, or the Lavona, or the Ktores. If one eats them, even though they're inedible, if one eats them while Tomei, he will be guilty. At this point, we see a brackets in the Gemara. The brackets are explained by this starred note on the inside margin, Hasograyim Marim, Shi'ikru Hashevo Histaimo Lefnehem. These brackets indicate that the basic question ended at this point before the brackets. Besocha Sograyim Uva Oid Deo Ma Bo Hakoris Hashlishis Larabos. Within the bracketed section, we'll see another opinion as to the role of the third Kores. But let us make it clear that we are going to be still holding in a question position, whereby we don't see a source for the Korban Oil of Yored by Tumas Mikdash. And after the brackets, you'll see an inverted trapezoid form, the inverted volcano, indicating an answer for our question. Where do you see a source for Oil of Yored by Tumas Mikdash and eventually not for Truma? So in the brackets, let's continue. Ula Rabbi Shimon di Omar, Devorim She'enon Necholim Ein Chayavim Lam Kores Mishum Tuma. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with what was said just before. In other words, Rabbi Avo was representing Shitas HaChachomim that says that there is a Chiyuv Tuma, there is a Tuma violation if one eats those inedible substances. However, Rabbi Shimon says that there is no Kores penalty for one who consumes those inedible substances. What is the extra Kores coming to include? Lasuye Chatos HaPnimis, that one who would eat from the internal Korban Chatos meat while Tomei will carry with him a penalty. An internal chatos is a chatos. There are several examples of it. For example, a par helam dovr shel tzibor, the par koyin moshiach, and there are additional examples. If one would eat from that kind of sacrifice while he is tomei, he will be chayev. He will be guilty. Well, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that? Would it not seem obvious from the fact that it's a korban? Besal kodai tochamino. I would have thought. Hoyol v'omar Rabbi Shimon kol she'enu korev al mizbeach hachitzon kishlomim ein chayoven olav mishum pigul. After all, Rabbi Shimon says that things that are not offered on the outside mizbeach, the mizbeach that stood in the temple courtyard as opposed to within the temple sanctuary, the enclosed section, there's a closed section includes the Mizbeach HaZov, Menorah, and Shulchan, and of course the Kodesh HaKodashim. So any korban that's not offered, whose blood is not sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, like a korban shlomim, ein chayoven olav vishum pigol, there's no pigol associated with it. In other words, if one does a chatas hapnimi with a machshav of chutz lizman, in other words, he sprinkles the blood with an incorrect mindset regarding time or place, there would be no chiyuv pigol. This issue of incorrect time and place is categorized as pigol. But since a chatas pnimi is not similar to a korban shlomim, that the source for pigol is written in the Torah by shlomim, therefore one would say, it is a fact that things that are not like a shlomim don't carry with it a pigol penalty, according to Rabbi Shimon. I would have thought mishum tumanami lo, just like there's no pigol by the chatas pnimis, I would have thought there's no prohibition of eating them, but tumas aguf. This extra kores word comes to tell me that even though there is no pikul, there still is an violation if one consumes them, the chatas apnimius, while tome. Elo amri nahardoi. We must find a source for the korban oil of yored by tumas mikdash. Nahardoi therefore says, Yishmei the Rava, in the name of Rava, Shalosh Tumos Bishlomim Loma. Why does the term Tome appear three times? In other words, it appears together with the Shalosh Krisis that were mentioned before. You have three times the word Tuma appears. So Achas Leklal, the Achas Leprat, the Achas Letuma Haksuva Batura Stam the Eini Yodea Mahi. There appears the word Tuma in the context of the fluctuating price korban chatos, the oil of yored, in Vayikra Perakei Posik Beis, and I don't know what it's referring to. Hevi Omer Tumas Kodesh. I would be inclined to say that it's a reference to eating korbonos while tomei. However, Vim Eino Inyan LeTumas Kodesh Denafgalei Midarebi. If I don't really need the reference to Tuma for Tumas Kodesh, because I already learned that from Rebbe, and once again we have an arrow to the in the outside to the right hand side of the Gemara text, making it easier to find above where Rebbe appeared. Teneu inyan leTumas Mikdash, and once again, even though we didn't point it out earlier, we've dashed underlined Teneu inyan leTumas Mikdash because this is the focus of our discussion. So I would have a source from the appearance of this extra Tuma word that there is a necessity of bringing an oil of yored for Tumas Mikdash. The Gemara asks, but v'hai nami mi boi alei, but do I not need it anyway for something else? The following: Aidi de boi le michtav koris le rabivo kosaf nami tomeois de lo sagi lo balavachi. Since I need the Kores word for Rabbi Avol's teaching, and Rabbi Avol was mentioned earlier, once again, take advantage of our markings. We have a star to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and find the parallel one above, Rabbi Avol, who spoke about the Dvorim Sheina Necholim. So, since I write Kores for the Dvorim Necholim, I have to write Tuma as well, because I wouldn't otherwise know why there is a Kores penalty. I have to write the word the Tome or the Tum Osoy Olov, because without that I wouldn't have a basis for the Kores. So at this point I don't have an extra, a third Tuma word available for Tumas Mikdash. Elo Omar Rova Asya Tumosoy Tumoso, through a Gzera Shava we can draw the necessary conclusion. Ksiv Hocha, in the Parsha of Oilu V'Yoreid, L'chol Tumasoi, Ksiv Hasam, in the Pasuk that's found in Bamidbar Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, you see the term Tomei Ye Oid Tumaso Boi. The entire Pasuk we've included on the side, there it says, Kol Hanogea B'meis B'nefesh Adam Asher Yomus V'lo Yishato Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. So you have the Tomeye Oitu Masobo, that is the second Tumaso expression. We mentioned a Xeroshover Tumaso Tumaso, and in that very Pasuk it also says Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. He was Mitame the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishkan being a term interchangeable with Beis Hamikdash, with Mikdash, right? So Ma Lahalon Tumas Mikdash, just like over there, it's a Tuma in the context of Tumas Mikdash. Af Kan, so too in our Parsha of the Korban Oil of Yored, so too here, Tumas Mikdash. Well, if that be the case, so I see that the Oil of Yored is talking about the Tumas Mikdash. Ve'alav bo lomali. What do I need the word bo for to be memayit truma? I don't really have a basis for even thinking to include the truma. So what does the word bo do? The Gemara answers, L'rabois nevelas oif tohor. Notice how we've dashed, underlined the word l'rabois. Namely, if someone ate a nevelas oif tohor, let us say a dead chicken. Chicken is an oif tohor. And let us say you have a chicken that was not slaughtered properly. It died. It's called a nevela. Nevelas oif tohor. And let's say he ate it. And then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. He would be chayav. The necessity of being marbe nevelas of tohor is discussed in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The immediate question, though, comes up: how can you say that the word ba, which is generally speaking an exclusionary word, comes to include another case? Ho'amris ba mi'utahu, but we've said that ba is a mi'ut. That's what we said. We said that it came to exclude truma, so we see that it's an exclusionary expression. How can you turn around and say that it comes to include the case of achilas nevelas of tor? The more answers, mishum de mi'utahu iser. Because it's exclusionary, it actually comes to include. Now that operates through a system called miut achar miut. When you have two exclusionary expressions, one following the other, at the end of the day, we actually come to include something new. See, and this is now explained. Ksiv o kigiga. In the parsha of the Oyla V'Yored, of the fluctuating price Korban Chatos, it talks about one who touches the bar negiyo in the lav bar negiyo lo, that under circumstances of touching something and hence communicating tuma, something that through touching there is tuma, something that not through touching there comes about tuma. An example of that is the case of nevelas of tor. Nevelas of tor is metame only bebeis hablio, only while one is eating it. When it enters the back of his throat, that's when the person becomes tomei with regard to nevelas of tor. In other words, if someone simply touches a chicken carcass, he will not become tomei. That is as opposed to, for example, an animal carcass, where through simple contact, through touching, there is tuma. So by the fact that the pasuk says o kiyiga, in the context of Olav Yored, I would have thought only things that communicate Tuma through Negia is the Parsha of Olav Yored stated. However, something like the Nevelas of Tor, which communicates Tuma only Beveis Habli, only through swallowing, that is not going to be included in the Parsha of Olav Yored, Uksiv Bo. And then there's another exclusionary word, which equals Mi'uta, exclusionary, or limiting. So as a result of this, you have o kiyiga, and you have the word ba, have a miut achar miut, vein miut achar miut, elo l'rabois. By the fact that you have this a double limitation, we come to actually include something else. And that is the case of nevelas of tor. One who eats nevelas of tor, and then enters the Beis HaMikdash, will be chayev, if he does it unwittingly, a korban olav yored. Yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, v'ein bo yediyah b'sof, soyer hanase b'fnim v'chulei. If one knew he was tamei, and then forgot, and did not recount that he was tamei once, the internal Yom Kippur goat offering offers atonement. On the outside margin, we have an osay, Halma mechaper soyer hanas b'fnim. Klomar, ma kolul b'posuk v'chiper mitum ois b'nei Yisrael. The posuk, in the context of the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, mentions the atonement for tumos b'nei Yisrael. What does that actually include? We will see shortly that the term tum'ah actually includes many different topics. At the same time, we are not inclined to say that the internal goat offering will offer atonement for all of those varied topics. That is the subject of the upcoming Tanakh source, which you can see is in a frame and is actually rather long. After the Tanakh source, the Gemara will say Omar Mar. These will be quotes, and we have used a geometric form. We have a house form encapsulating the Omar Mars that appear as the Gemara continues, as it unfolds. We will see that Omar Mar here, which includes a quote from this long source, which we're about to learn. And as you, if you have available a Daf Ches, you'll notice on the lower part, the lower half of that page, more citations from this source. Hence, as we go on in the Gemara, we don't have to explain each section of the source, and rather we'll leave that up to the Gemara in the Hemshech. Tonu Rabbanan. This pasuk, as we mentioned, and we've written in between the lines, this is in the with regard to the Soyer Hanasi Bifnim, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. V'chiper al HaKodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael v'chule. Yesh li b'inyan zeh lehovi shalosh tumos. In theory, I could include three kinds of tumos. Tumas avodah zarah, the tuma associated with idol worship, the tumas gilui arayas, immorality, the tumas shvichus domim, murder. And as we go on in the Tanakh source, we have numbered off and underlined these examples. You have number one here, avodah zarah, the next line, gilui arayas, and a few lines later, a number three for shvichus domim. Avodah zarah, hu omer, in the context of the Molech procedure, which is, according to some, a form of avodah zarah, of idol worship, it says, Leman tamei es mikdoshi. We've dashed underlined the key word, the word tamei. The Gilui Arayas, Omer, with regard to immorality, it says, Ushmartem es mishmarti, vilti asois michukos hatoevois, veloi sitamu bohem. Again, we've dashed underlined the key word. Beshichus domamu, Omer, with regard to murder, it says, Velo sitame es haaretz. Yochol al gimel tumos halalu yehi soyer mechaper. Could it be that for these three areas of tuma, the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur would offer atonement? Not so. Talmud lomar mi tumos bnei Yisrael velo kol tumos. The letter mem is limiting, and we've squiggle underline it. Says from the tumos of bnei Yisrael, it will offer atonement, the internal goat offering, but not all tumos. What kind of tuma has been set aside or featured separately from the rest of the tumos? Heve omer, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. This phrase will be dealt with later on. The idea of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav being chiluk, being set aside from the rest. So just like we find Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav bin Shechilek HaKosuv Afkan, so too with regard to the Soyer HaPnimi of Yom Kippur Afkan, but Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So when the Pasuk says V'chiper Al HaKodesh Mitumos Bnei Yisrael, we're learning from the fact that elsewhere the Torah is Mechalek, sets it aside. Therefore, over here too, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimekomahu Mukhra. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to look to another section in the Torah to determine that the Soyer Hanasa Bifnim is limited to Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, because from the pasuk itself you can see this. Harei Hu Omer V'Chiper Al HaKodesh Mitumos. This is in the context of Yom Kippur. Mitumos shel kodesh. The pasuk says b'chiper al hakodesh. So it's mitumos shel kodesh. Those are tumos associated with eating sacrificial meat while tamei. Nothing to do with avodah zarah, gilui arayas, or shvichus damim. Yochol al kol tumos shel kodesh yehei soyer zeh mechaper. Is it so that this internal goat offering would mechaper for all kinds of tumos kodesh, namely whether there be a yediyah or whether there is no yediya, knowledge of the tuma versus and non knowledge as well? Talmud Lomar Umi Pishem L'chol Chatosam. Once again, the pasuk in the context of the internal goat offering uses two expressions of sin: Chatoim Dumya Depshoyim. The Chatoim are to be compared. The Chatoim that this will atone for are compared to Pshoyim. Ma Pshoyim. That's a reference to sins done with knowledge, bemazed, the kavona, with intent. So ma pshoyim she'enom b'nei korban, af chatoyim she'enom b'nei korban. So too, those forms of chet which are unwitting are those that are not b'nei korban. In other words, just like mazid, just like offenses done with knowledge, with intent, do not bring korbanos, don't have, let's say, personalized korbanos. So too, the chatoyim referred to by the chatas apnimi of Yom Kippur, the internal goat offering, those chatoyim, even though they're unwitting, are those kinds of chatoyim that are not b'nei korban, that don't have their own personalized korban. With that, we are excluding those kinds of tuma situations where there was yediyah b'tchilu b'sof v'helem b'entayim, because those kinds have their own korban. Therefore, the Sawyer Hanas Ebiflim will not mechaper for Yediyah B'tchila Ubasofa Helam Bein Tayim. As we said, that kind of situation is covered by another korban. Ominayin li yesh bo Yediyah B'tchila v'ein bo Yediyah B'sof she Sawyer Zeh Toila. How do you know that it's for this case of it's for this specific case of where there was knowledge at the outset and no subsequent knowledge of the tumah, that this Sawyer Toleh, in other words, suspends the individual's punishment, offers a, we'll say, a form of atonement? How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, Lechol Chatosam, Chayve Chatois B'mashma. The Pasuk is talking about someone who in potential could be Chayev Chatos. In other words, we're talking about someone who had a yediyah at the beginning. He had knowledge of his tumah at the initial tumah point, his initial contact with the tumah, forgot in the interim, and did not recall. But if he were to recall, he would be a ben korban. He would be shayach to the realm of chatos. And that's why the pasuk says l'chol chatosam. This excludes, and this is the main point for the conclusion of the Brisa, this excludes someone who never had a yediyah at the beginning, someone who did not have knowledge at the outset. He does not come to a personal kind of korban. He cannot come to a personal type of korban. Hence, the Sawyer Hanaseh Bifnim does not mechaper for a situation of ein bo yediyah b'tchila. But yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'ein bo yediyah b'sof, that is what the Sawyer HaPnimi of Yom Kippur is mechaper for. At this point in the Gemara, you see the Omar Mar expression, and on the outside margin, we've indicated on the Mivneh heading, and we also note Ad Ches Amid Beis. In other words, until Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara will be quoting from this source. If you could see, if you have it available, the top line of Ches Amid Beis, you'll notice another house marking, another Omar Mar. We also have another geometric form that will come up shortly, the double underline, and we've entitled this the Nosei Mivneh, the double underline, Avodah Zorah, etc. We mentioned above Avodah Zorah, Gila Arayas, and Shvichus Domim, Hechi Domi. Each time we double underline, we'll see that sin and the expression Hechi Domi underlined with the double underline. Birur Be'ezen Esibois Butzu Averes Halalu. We are going to be investigating, clarifying under what circumstances were these particular offenses committed. Shani tzorch posuk miyuchod lomar de'in tzorin asa b'fnim mechaber aleim. To under what circumstances do I warrant the need for a posuk to tell me that the tzorin asa b'fnim of Yom Kippur, the internal goat offering, does not atone for these particular affairs or offenses. So we continue in the Gemara. Amar Mar Yesh Li Beinyan Zeh Lahavi Gimel Tumos. Notice, of course, we have an arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text to make it easier to find where this quote is coming from. So it said that I could, since the pasuk spoke about the Chipra al Tumos Hakudish V'chikr al ha'kodesh mitumos ben Israel. By seeing the word tumos, I might have thought to include gimel tumos, tumas avod zorah, tumas gilui arayos, v'tumas shvichus domim, and that the internal goat offering might atone for these things. Of course, we then went on to say through the psukim that since it said mi tumas ben Israel, that these three areas are not included. But I need a pasuk to tell me that they're not included. Hai avod zorah heshi domi, the case of idol worship, what are the circumstances that I need a pasuk to say that it's not included in the atonement of the Sur and Asa B'fnim? E b'mezid bar katlehu. If the offender, in the case of Avodah Zorah, did it wittingly, did it with intent, so he is called mezid, and as such, there's a different penalty for him. He's liable to a death penalty. E b'shogeg bar korban hu. If he did the Avodah Zorah unwittingly, there's a separate parsha in the Torah, in Parsha Shlach and Sefer Bamidbar, that says that describes the korban he has to bring. So he is a bar korban, not like the source is saying that the case of Avodah Zorah is not included in the internal goat offering. So the Gemara answers, you want to know the case that we have to come to exclude, that I wouldn't have known otherwise, the meziv lo asrube, b'shogeg lo isyadale, a case where a person did the Avodah Zorah without having been warned ahead of time, so even though he's mezid, he does not get the death penalty. So we are informing you over here that he will not receive the atonement of the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. And likewise, the case of Shogeg v'lo Isyadale, he worshipped the Avodah Zorah without knowledge. He wasn't aware of it. So I would have thought that maybe the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur could protect him from Isurim, from troubles, until he discovers his offense. And with regard to that, we're saying no. The internal goat offering does not cover the case of Shogeg v'lo Isyadale. The Gemara at the top of the next Amid will continue with the same type of inquiry with regard to the other offenses, but with that, we will conclude our shiur for today.